This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Lady to Lady Glam Cave, it's our Beef of the Week. Beef, 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 of the week, 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 beef
of the week.
Beef of the week.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Beef of the Week. Thanks for supporting the show. You're the best.
Oh, my God.
We love you. Barbara, what are we beefing about this week?
Around. Okay. I got a text. You guys, I can't even describe to you how wild the text is that I got.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, I don't know how. Okay. So here's the backstory. We've been in a pandemic. So
yeah.
I haven't gotten my hair cut, I think, since I went back home to Salt Lake for Sundance over January of last year.
It's 14, 15 months.
It's a long time
going on now. Yeah.
I think that's the last time I went to a place to get my hair cut by someone. I've cut it myself in this shit, show, and it doesn't look great, but whatever. I've gotten by.
Right.
Anyway, you know, I have a really hard time finding someone to cut my hair because of what it is like. I've never found anyone in LA who I really love to cut it. So there's somebody who I had cut it like 6 months before that cut in January or something in LA. And like, it was okay, but it wasn't like, I didn't love, you know?
Yeah.
But this lady was really nice. We had a good conversation. She followed me on Instagram. We follow each other on Instagram now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the backstory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
No. Okay,
I dread what's coming.
It's not, maybe I'm setting it up too much, but I'm just telling you. I was telling Tess, like, every time I like post something, I'm like, I cut my hair myself. I need a haircut. She's like, see you soon. So she like responds to me talking about my hair. So then I got a text the other day. It says, hi, I'm the reservationist for enter her name here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am reaching out to see if you would still like to be on her client list. And that's the question.
Oh.
And I was just like, this is a crazy text to send someone. Like, send them a text that says, hey, we're open, we're taking appointments, let us know if you'd like to schedule one. Don't ask me if I'm firing you. That's what it's asking.
Like, I don't know, client list, what is that used for?
A client list is just everyone, like, that's ever paid you
who cares. You're asking me, it's like such a weird way to ask someone.
It feels very passive aggressive for sure.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Because I'm like, I've been posting about how I need a haircut and stuff, and I obviously haven't hit her up for one. So I'm
Barbara, does she still follow you?
Good call.
That's
what
we have
Let's
to find out.
I'm pretty sure she does, but let me see. That'd be really funny. Be really
I kind
funny
of hope
she
stopped. I would actually laugh forever.
I do too. It'll be for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she is. How do you tell?
If you go to who they're following, you'll be at the top.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on there. Oh, so she's still following. So I don't think she did. Like, I'm sure she's not over. I just think this is a very poor choice of words in this text, maybe. But it was just a really funny text. Because I'm like, this is an aggressive way to ask someone if they want to get a haircut.
I know. No. And like, come on. Yeah. People move on to other haircuts.
Yeah. Also, like, you don't know anyone's, like, situation at the time, like, economic or time or whatever. It's just like, no, I'll call you when I call you.
I had already been stressed out about it because I do want to find someone new to get my haircut in LA, you know, but like, I feel weird because she follows me. I'm going to have to literally, I haven't even made a close friends thing. I'm going to have to make close friends on Instagram just so she can't see me get a new haircut.
Yeah.
Wait. Can't you restrict her? Like, restrict what she sees? Is that a thing?
That's like the, but that's basically close friends. Like you can, I guess you can restrict them from not seeing your Instagram stories at all or something, but.
Okay.
I think that's a good solution though. Cause I mean, close friends is probably something good to have if you're going to have an Instagram anyway.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Who has the time to go? I don't know. You got to go through and pick people.
Oh, is that what it is?
You have to go through and pick who you want to like be able to see it. Basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there is like some, it's not like you're just using Instagram for personal reasons.
Yeah. But whatever. I just feel like it was such a weird test. And also like Adam didn't, he was like, what's the big deal? And I'm like, they're asking me if I want to fire her.
Yeah.
It's a weird personal relationship when you have a new hairstyle that's coming in your life, especially if you vibe on the personal level, but then they do a bad job. Mm. I've had that happen before. I had a girl one time that we hit it off so well. She was awesome. But she was dyeing my roots and she, Tess, you'll know this, she lifted instead of bleaching.
No.
And I was like,
wait, what does that mean? It, like, she didn't actually bleach it. She just, the color was.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay. She just tried to lift it. She was like, right. I think I could lift it to that color. I was like, my hair is bleached.
You can't.
It's bleach.
There's only one thing that does the trick. And we all know what it is.
It's only bleach. I understand you don't want to bleach my hair. Yeah. I understand. But that's just the thing that needs to happen. I don't want to do it myself. I'm trying to be responsible here. And it was bad. And I had to leave. And then I had a real yellow skunk trail for a while. And then I had to go back. She fixed it for free, but it was this like, and the second time it also like, it had a little bit of banding too. And then we both like had this like, it felt like a sad breakup because I was like, well, yeah, I'll see you soon, I guess. And like, she also knew that I was never going to see her again. I was like, I like you as a person. I would like to hang
out
with you.
I'm sure she got that. You're like in another life when you knew how to bleach my hair.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. This is why, like, you guys know how monogamous I am with Josh. I have a good thing going. It's like, I mean, I would never, you know what I mean?
That's, you would never. Well, I mean, he's your guy.
The thing is, for me, it's like my hometown sweetheart is my.
Exactly.
Like, you're this not, woman. Yeah. The woman who cuts my hair in Salt Lake, it's in her house. I've gone to her since I was in like third grade, and she's the only person I've ever met who can do it correctly. Ever. Yeah. And then it's just like,
I think you should just keep flying home whenever you need to get your hair done.
Honestly, I might as well fucking wait. I'm dying to get a cut, but it's also like, I don't want to spend four times the amount. I should just spend the money flying home to
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Southwest probably flies out of Burbank. Just go get your hair cut and come home the same night.
Yeah, no, I can get there for $200. And then, that's about as much extra as I would be spending to get a cut. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's 100%. Like, that's what it would cost in LA anyway. Because, like, we're spending a lot of money on these haircuts. It's insane. You know?
No, that's the thing is I found like a curly salon downtown. But again, it's like I'm going to pay if I want to do that and get color. It's going to be like fucking over $500. You know, it's crazy.
In LA for sure. Yeah. My move is usually when I'm on tour, I try to find like I'll try to look around to find like a stylist who has a good Instagram. And I'll look for all their stuff.
Call.
And then I'll get my hair cut in a city that is cheaper than Los Angeles. So,
that's a good idea.
Much cheaper is it outside of Los
Brandy's
Angeles?
Brandy's just out there raw dogging across the...
I'm getting crazy in these streets. The Tinder equivalent of like, who's around here? Like,
oh, for sure. No, I mean, the first shag that I got done was in Asheville, and I got it done for $45.
Yes.
LA, that's a $250 haircut easy to begin with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to tip you like 20, like I'm going to tip you 50% on this, please. She was like, oh my God. I was like, you have no idea what you are worth in Los Angeles. So I'm like this weird, like Bruce Springsteen of just going to places and being like, you know how to cut hair, girl, get out of this small town.
I love that. That's so good.
I hope one day
you have a reunion show.
Yeah.
Arriving to LA like with their stuff, like Brandy's told me to come here.
This independent comedian told me that I'm great at cutting hair.
So my question is, I obviously just don't respond to this text, right?
Like, No.
You ghost the whole situation. Yeah. I think absolutely.
Yeah. You never speak of it again.
Like, I don't know what the client list was, because I've never been contacted by No. The only time I was ever contacted by them was when I was like confirming an appointment. So I'm not even on your email. I'm not getting anything from you.
No, everything about it reads suspicious. Like, what's this yes. client list for? What records are being updated? Who has the time to just we're going through our hairstyle records. Who has the time to do that?
I mean, I think it's just trying to be like, hey, we're open, but then say that. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Are we sure? Are we sure that it is not from her in a weird passive aggressive like move? This is from an assistant of some kind?
It definitely could be. I don't know what. Okay. Yeah. I'm guessing they just had a down day at the salon and she was like, fuck this. Let's get some clients. And this chick just worded it in a weird way. You know?
I think that's probably what it is. Then it's way more innocuous.
No, I think it was just badly worded. But I was like, what the fuck?
I was worried that she had texted you directly to be like, hey, I see your hair.
Yeah.
Why are you ignoring me on
Instagram?
I
realized that. I was like, oh no, I'm setting this up so it's not going to be as bad.
I was getting anxiety for you of just like, oh no, the confrontation of someone that's
like,
touched
she didn't.
Your scalp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have done text first, backstory second. So if I revisit this, now I know when we get to go.
When you tell the story at the Moth someday.
Yeah, exactly. Those are our notes. And best of luck. I hope you get chosen.
Yeah, you're great. 5 out of 5 or however you grade it.
Oh my God, though. Legit, like, I can't. My hair is driving me fucking crazy. And I am just like,
girl,
I cannot wait to get it done.
I know. That's like, that to me, like, everything else is off when your hair feels off.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it really is your whole like frames everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really it's so much.
And I'm like proud of getting away with what I got away with, like as far as cutting. But it's just like over. It's over now.
You're done. We're stepping back out. The world is opening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what we can. Let's put our good face on. I have a question. Do you guys feel like the 70s are coming back because we couldn't cut our hair for a year? And
look,
which came first here?
The only question I have is, were the 70s ever not back?
Well, you are from California, so
yeah that's true.
Is it a California thing?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think surfers. The 70s, the 70s are always, it's like they only take a few years off, but they're definitely around, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it feels much more 70s out here than it ever felt growing up in Maryland. Like, we didn't really have. Yeah. It wasn't as much of like an East Coast thing for sure.
Mm-hmm. I love the ideas of the 70s taking a year off.
Because I think we had a solid few 90s years. It's kind of everything mixed now. 70s, 80s, and 90s are all mixed together. But
It's so funny because those are the three decades we kind of keep. Just cycling through those three.
Well, 60s gets thrown in too.
60s and 50s get there sometimes, but I think it's a little less often. But
50s are just too hot. The clothes are just too uncomfortable, I think. It's like, it's a great 50s is great in theory. It looks great, but
it's
also
great to look at. But like if you try on one of those dresses, you're like, fuck this.
Yeah, you have to join a club to dress like that.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of like, there's too many things I think I could get dirty wearing 50s clothes. And like, it's supposed to look pristine. Like, I'm covered in charcoal dust right now.
I would watched be a horrible some YouTube 50s housewife. Thing, of like a girl who was like, I lived a day as like a 50s housewife. And I was like, oh God, like it's just so much work to like look like this.
Why would you?
I think it would be really, really fun for approximately.
How long would you?
Yeah.
Approximately
TikTok.
6 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's way longer than I thought.
I could definitely get through 6 weeks. Absolutely. No problem. Like, I could definitely wake up every day and just put on a hot outfit and a bunch of makeup and just, like, get fucked up all day and cook and clean.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's true. That's true. That's true.
I could do that, but I think a week, maybe.
Does it also include the therapy sessions where you go to therapy and your therapist
or
doctor is like...
They tell you you're hysterical and then
you have to come. And then they, and that's what happens.
I mean, that's, in that case, I could do it way longer. Yeah. Okay, that's our beat. Thanks for listening, you guys. If you have a tip about, if you have some input on this, this debacle
situation
with the hairstylist.
It's a whole,
this tangle.
Please let us know.
Oh,
hello.
Hey.
comment on the Patreon or email us or, you know, if you have any thoughts on it or leave us a voicemail 323-6BUT30.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.